26 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning after the long holiday weekend. And filling in for Pete Manhart this morning, we bring in Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Kurt.
Well, good morning, Brian. Grain markets have kind of a mixed tone this morning. Wheat futures are on the rise. It's based on strong world wheat values as Black Sea supplies have been dramatically tightened. Ukraine's ag ministers urged that its exporters comply with the terms of the export quotas. Some 84% of the old crop wheat export program has already been shipped. So we'll continue to monitor, the headlines will continue to monitor the Russians and whether those wheat values are going to be, supplies are going to be available for the world market or not. Wheat prices are actually at the highest levels in 4 years. And there's no evidence that world milling demand, you know, has been rationed just yet. And the U.S. sitting pretty good here by having some of the cheapest wheat around. As far as corn and beans go, the trade's going to be looking for the U.S.-Chinese meetings here at the end of the month, 30th, 31st. Seems like the news is on, off on that as we continue to move forward in through here. Brazilian weather pattern, no real change. Continued seeing some spotty dry conditions in the north parts of Brazil and two wet conditions in the northern parts of Argentina. Harvest activity is picking up as we move forward here. This morning's export inspections report expect to show shipments of 14 to 18 million bushels of wheat, 31 to 34 million bushels of corn, and bean shipments 25 to 28 million bushels. Grain market's been mixed. March corn's unchanged, 381 and three quarters. December's unchanged, 403 and three quarters. March soybeans up 1 cent, 9.17 and three quarters. November's are up 1.5 at 9.57 and a quarter. March wheat's up 7 3/4, 5.25 1/2. July wheat's up 6 3/4, 5.35 1/2. Livestock markets are mixed. February cattle down 77, 125.75. February hogs up 52, 61.75. Crude oil's down $1.40 a barrel, $52.40. February gold's down $1.50 an ounce, $12.81.10. March silver's down 11 cents an ounce at $15.28. The dollar index is up 4 at 96.04. The Dow futures down 140 at 24.545. March bonds are up 15 at 145 even. And the Bitcoin is down 30, 3,355. This is Kurt at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much for that update this morning. It is 8:59, a quick check of current conditions. Temperatures in the mid-20s, and we're starting to see a little freezing rain here in Champaign County, so take a little extra care on the roadways this morning. And that wind is making things a little chilly as well, over 20 miles per hour out of the southeast here in Urbana. Elsewhere, 22 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 27 in Decatur, 24 in Danville, 29 degrees in Charleston Mattoon, and 24 degrees in Rantoul. They're also reporting a little freezing precipitation in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today with the chance of that freezing rain. Shifting over to rain later today, a high of 38 degrees, a south wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight down to a low of 30. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.